are listening to the audio production of A Chance to Die, The Life and Legacy of Amy Carmichael by Elizabeth Elliot, published by the Elizabeth Elliot Foundation. Print book cover art courtesy of Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. This book is read by Elizabeth's granddaughter, Elizabeth Martin. To all who loved Amma. Be earnest, 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 mad if thou wilt. Do what thou dost as if the stake were heaven, and that thy last deed before the judgment day. Charles Kingsley. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. How often I think of that ought. No sugary sentiment there, just the stern, glorious trumpet call, ought. But can words tell the joy buried deep within? Mine cannot. It laughs at words. Amy Carmichael, letter written in the Old Forest House, 1922. Every day we experience something of the death of Jesus, so that we may also know the power of the life of Jesus in these bodies of ours. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10. Preface. To Amy Carmichael, I owe what C.S. Lewis said he owed to George MacDonald, as great a debt as one can owe another. I cannot pay it. But it is my hope that this biography will introduce its subject to a generation which has not had the privilege that was mine. I met her when I was 14. Mrs. P.W. DeBose, headmistress of a small boarding school in Florida, used to quote often in school vespers from Carmichael books. I was captivated and told her so. She lent me the books. Donavor became a familiar place. I knew its bungalows, its paths, its people. I breathed its air. Amy Carmichael became for me what some now call a role model. She was far more than that. She was my first spiritual mother. She showed me the shape of godliness. For a time, I suppose, I thought she must have been perfect, and that was good enough for me. As I grew up, I knew she could not have been perfect, and that was better, for it meant that I might possibly walk in her footprints. If we demand perfect models, we will have, except for the Son of Man himself, none at all. The first of her books that I read was, I think, If, which became her bestseller. It was not written for teenagers, but for seasoned Christians with the solemn charge of caring for the souls of others. It was from the pages of this thin blue book that I, a teenager, began to understand the great message of the cross, of what the author called Calvary love. I saw that the chance to die, to be crucified with Christ, was not a morbid thing, but the very gateway to life. I was drawn, slowly, fitfully, my response was fitful, but inexorably. In a far more secular and self-preoccupied time, Amy Carmichael's vision of the unseen and her ardent effort to dwell in its light, making any sacrifice for its sake, seems hardly believable, let alone worth trying to imitate. Will we be put off by her awesome discipline, her steadfastness, or perhaps by the cultural shift or the difference in vocabulary, saturated as it was by the English of the King James Bible and the mystics of centuries ago? She spoke often of the country whose forces move unseen among us. That country is our country. We are its citizens as she was if we call ourselves Christians. If its forces moved in Donavor, they move unabated here too where we live. If we are unaware, perhaps we have not listened, have not taken time to observe. Have we been deafened by noise, some of the worst of which passes for music? Has our vision, spiritual as well as physical, perhaps been impaired by the glittering images of the ubiquitous screen? In spite of much that militates against quietness, there are people who still read books. They are the people who keep me going. I write especially for those who bring to their reading a mind not hidebound by the sensibilities of our own time, but prepared to contemplate the eternally relevant, to seek in this book specifically the truth and the hidden meaning of a single life. We read biographies to get out of ourselves and into another's skin, to understand the convulsive drama that shapes, motivates, and issues from that other life. Our current vocabulary includes such terms as identity, role models, self-image, self-actualization, liberation, upward mobility, and fulfillment, worries that never crossed Amy Carmichael's mind. How shall we, accustomed to popular seminars on rights and how to feel comfortable,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?